All right, so we're going to do a practice here that's focused on being with our body while we are in tune with our external world. So the idea here is we can be in the present moment while staying connected to the body. So the first thing is if you're not in a comfortable position right now, whether you're sitting or standing or on the floor in a chair, maybe you want to lay down on a bed, take a moment to just get into a position that works for you. The key here is just to kind of be comfortable and not really distracted. But this is not a meditation, so it's not necessary that you're in like a super duper comfortable position. You want to be able to move around a little bit. So if you can, keep your eyes open during this practice because we're going to be using our senses, our eyes. But if it's really uncomfortable for whatever reason to keep your eyes open, then by all means, you can keep them closed. So the first thing is to just bring our attention to our physical body and just have a quick scan. See where we might be holding any tension in our body. And you can check your shoulders and your neck and maybe your stomach, maybe your hands. And just noticing if you do come across any tension in your body, can you sort of be with it and just feel it a little bit? Maybe you notice that your body wants to do something in particular with this tension. Maybe just see what it wants to do. Then now what we're actually going to do is play with tension just a little bit, and we'll use our feet for this. If you can sort of raise your toes, like flex your toes upwards, and your toes might go up and maybe even splay out a little bit, and then curl them back underneath your feet, flex them downwards, bend your toes down and curl them up, and then go back up, flexing your toes up to the sky. Letting them splay, and then back down and underneath our feet and holding that tension there. And then again, flexing up, holding that flexion, and then go back down. So the toes are then curled back under our feet again, holding. And then we'll go up one more time, flexing upwards. And then back underneath, flexing down underneath our feet with our toes. And then sort of just releasing that. And taking a moment to just be with that relaxation now in our feet. Just noticing that. This gives us a chance to just sort of be a little bit grounded in our bodies, just to notice. Bring some of the senses back on board in the lower parts of our bodies, which we can become very disconnected from in our modern world. And now we can kind of bring our attention to our eyes and have a look around the room a little bit. Just slowly allowing our eyes to see different objects around the room. This is meant to just slowly scan our external environment. Nothing crazy, nothing fast, but just kind of notice the way you curiously move your eyes around the room and see if there are any objects that your eyes sort of land on and stick with for a few moments. And then notice when it's naturally time for your eyes to move away and go to another object. And as we scan our environment like this, part of this is just to kind of notice and send a signal back to our body that we're in a safe space and there's no danger. And we can maybe let go and release some of the stress or tension that might be held up in our bodies. By just sending a signal back that we're okay. And as we look around, maybe we can bring our attention back to our body again. And just notice how we might be sitting or laying or leaning up against whatever object we're on, whether it's a chair or a bed or the floor. And just notice the contact points. Notice how parts of the chair or the bed or the floor are coming in contact with our body. And bring our awareness to those contact points. So for example, for me, I'm sitting on a chair and I can feel the chair on my thighs and on my pelvis, and the back of the chair is touching my lower back. I'm just kind of noticing those contact points, and I can also feel my feet on the ground. And as I notice these contact points, and I invite you to do the same, just bring your awareness back to your eyes, looking around the room, noticing different objects slowly, allowing your neck and your head to move slowly around the room, curiously examining the little details in your environment. And can you go from that external awareness back to the awareness of the contact points in your body? So we're trying to sort of multitask our awareness between those contact points and looking around the room curiously, being with our external environment as we are also with our body. And just noticing even how that feels to be with these contact points in our body while looking around curiously in our room. And you can see here how this is playing with this feeling of being with our external environment while also staying embodied and kind of noticing what that's like. And taking some time to tell our body that it's okay to be like this when we're not in immediate physical danger, which hopefully in our modern world is almost all of the time. Yet our bodies can get very sort of tense, and we can become very disconnected from our bodies, and we can become disconnected from this state because the stressors of our world are pulling us into tension and pulling us into, you know, not paying attention and being embodied with ourselves as we go through our modern world. So this practice is just giving us a chance to see and feel what that looks like and to notice the qualities of being embodied while we are looking at our external world and being in our external world. And that will be it for this practice.